Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the All In Podcast. But as you can see, we have another quad pod today featuring our other All In Network podcast, the Rain and Bliss. So Rain and Bliss have joined us today. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Feeling good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So our first collaboration since you guys joined the network. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about your podcast and how that came to be. And then we're going to get into some very interesting topics amongst, you know, guys and girls, talk about some different things there. But my guy, Mike, my co-host, how's it going?
What's up? I thought you forgot about me.
I didn't forget about you, bro.
I thought I was going to get overlooked here. We got the girls on. I can't even get a hello.
Well, you know, they say ladies first, man. I'm just being cordial.
I get it. It's a special pod. We're doing a joint pod, so introduce our guests first.
Yeah, so for one, we love having you guys on the network, you know, first off. And so far, I've loved every episode that you guys have put together. It's just fun listening to you guys talk. And the most recent episode with Kylia was
more than
entertaining.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So just to start off, just to, you know, get some background on how you guys got started, talk a little bit about, you know, how this came together and what made you guys want to start a podcast.
Yeah, so Ran and I we've been best friends for years. Like, we've literally known each other since we were kids. So we just always had a great chemistry. Like, I don't know, like, just always, like, it's always been just me and Ran, like, together, like, so, it was just, like, one night, we were up at, like, 1 a.m, we were, like, chatting, and we were, like, just cracking up, and it's, like, late, and we're just, like, laughing so hard, and we're, like, yo, this needs to be on a podcast, like, like, we need to, like, share this with everybody else, like, like, there's just no way we can, like, just keep, like, this together. So, basically, just, like, two best friends, just having those late night talks, but allowing everyone else to come in them. So,
right.
Interesting. So it's kind of like, and that's kind of the vibe that your podcast has. It's like you two just on a regular Zoom call and you hit the record button and then just kind of share it for, you know, everybody else to hear. You know, obviously there actually is editing that goes into it.
A lot of energy.
some of people who aren't behind the scenes, you know, may not know that because of how well you guys do at freelancing and things like that. So, you know, it's that's definitely the kind of vibe that you get from you guys' podcast. So what came into you guys, you know, wanting to join the network and collaborate with us, really?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, like, we want to do it on our own, but, like, of course, like, we're all good friends, and I was like, hey, like, you guys have a platform, like, let's do this together. We can have two audiences coming to one place and hopefully, like, building upon that, especially, like, within, like, our Rain and Bliss podcast. Like, we have so many plans. Like, we plan on, like, doing, like, and we're both, like, big into, like, girly things, too, as well as sports. So, like, we plan on doing, like, tutorials, vlogs. Like, we plan on, like, taking this pretty far, and like just to have another aspect like with you guys' podcast is just awesome. So that was like, I guess, like, that was the vision.
Yeah, it's been a cool collab so far, because we kind of have two different, totally different podcasts for the most part. I mean, Eli, you know, our podcast really, it entails everything. If stuff comes up, we'll probably talk about anything, but mostly we've been talking about sports so far. And then you guys are, you know, all over the place with culture and music too. A lot of music stuff on the last episode. And, you know, what I've been most surprised of listening to the first three episodes is how personal you guys get. You know, like, there's definitely been some stuff where I'm like, wow, like, I can't believe that they're, and it's great. It's great to listen to.
Yeah.
But, so I guess what's the mentality there? I know Crystal, you're engaged. Miranda, I think, has a man, right?
Yeah.
What's the approach there? Is it no holds bar, or are you just holding back? What's the game plan?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think the best thing about being in my relationship is that I'm allowed to have my own platform whenever I like, and say whatever I want, however I feel. So, like I said, me and Miranda, we have a lot of history. So, like, we've been through a lot of these experiences together. So, it's, like, fun to just be able to share them with other people. Like we were both very single until the past 5 years. So, like, we were single up until our early 20s. So, we have a lot of stories to tell. So, like, yeah, like, we just experienced a lot of that together. And so... I mean, like, of course, like, being in relationships, sometimes you hold back a little bit. That's why there is a little bit of editing. because, like, you don't want to, like, disrespect your partner. But then at the same time, like, I mean, like, usually we're telling stories. So it's like, I mean, it's already happened. So, like, what, like, how bad can it get, you know? So, yeah, like, I'm engaged. But, I mean, he basically knows everything already. And if he doesn't know, he can listen to the podcast to find out.
That's really cool.
So basically I would say you hear a lot from other people when they start talking about relationships, and they always like emphasize on how great everything is, and we're all human. We know things aren't always great all the time. Like that's facts. Like we just know that. So especially for myself, I really wanted to give this opportunity to kind of just show my bumps in the road, because there's probably so many other people out here that are going through the same thing, or maybe know someone else that went through the same thing, and they're just like, oh, well, you know, like that kind of resembles what I'm dealing with right now, and I see how she's taking it. That kind of just gives people that second opinion, like, okay, well, maybe everything isn't so bad. Maybe these are just, you know, growing pains in a relationship instead of just, you know, just kind of letting things go. And I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it was, because when I started talking about like certain things in our relationship that aren't the greatest, I could feel in myself kind of tensing up a little bit. But going back and listening to the episode and hearing me talk about that, it's helped me become more comfortable, I guess, with everything that did happen. So I'm just hoping everybody sees that same output rather than it being more just, we're just trying to put our business out here. Because that's not the case. I'm not trying to put our significant others on blast.
That's
not the point. But we just really want to give people, our audience, that comfort level, like they can tune in and really, you know, engage with us as much as possible. We want to be their friends through the phone, basically.
Yeah, like when we say all in with Rain and Bliss, we mean like all in, like
the whole way.
You know, and Rain and Bliss just go hand in hand. Like with sunshine, there's always rain, or with rain is always sunshine, whatever they say. But like that's just what it is. So like we're letting you all in, like, and it's fun actually. Like it's really fun just having this platform. It's awesome.
So I know Sean listens to the podcast, which is for those listening in, that's Crystal's fiance and me and Mike's friend. And so Rain, does your significant other listen as well?
He does. Yeah.
So how do they feel, and you go first, how does he feel about the podcast, like, and about how personal you guys get?
He was cool with it.
Yeah, he was really supportive.
Yeah, he was cool with it. He was like, you know, I didn't really expect you to just kind of talk about that kind of stuff, because even with us, like, it was a really touchy subject just for us to talk about that kind of stuff. So he was just like, wow, like you are, he can tell that it's like, I'm just talking to my best friend. It don't even feel like we're recording and we're thinking people are going to hear this. Like when me and Bliss have these conversations, it's just so natural. And I just feel like I'm just going FaceTime with my best friend. So he was so cool about it. He was proud of me, honestly, for talking about it, because he thought the same thing. There's probably other relationships out here that are going through the same thing, going through those growing pains. And for us to have this, take this opportunity to use this platform to talk about it, he was so cool about it. And he watches y'all's podcast too, because he's big into sports. So he definitely watches everything that you guys post, because I retweet just about everything. Right. So he's really in tune, and his support has been awesome so far.
That's awesome. He's better than some of our friends then, because
right.
So they don't listen or watch. We have to beg them just to download. So tell him we said thanks.
I will.
So what about you, Crystal? How does Sean feel about the podcast?
See, he doesn't understand because he just works a 9-to-5.
You got to get someone that matches your mindset,
yes,
Crystal.
I know. Like, I need a CEO or something.
You just had to take it there.
But no, like, Sean is awesome. He's really awesome. Like I said, like, he's really sat in on a lot of my conversations with my friends. So, like, he already knows who Bliss is. Like, if anyone knows, that's my alter ego. So he already knows a lot about Bliss. And he knows, like, she comes out when she's hanging out with her friends and stuff like that. So, he's very supportive. He calls me a podcaster now, so.
There you go. And Sean's been on our podcast, like, 3 times now.
Yeah.
Any chance he ever makes an appearance, or is that where you draw the line? He can't actually come on the pod.
See, I don't want to give him any clout. Like, I just feel like I like him. I like him in his little box, like in my little box. Like, I get him all to myself. Of course I would love to bring him on. Things like, I feel like we kind of think a lot on a lot of things though. So, like, I don't know how that would work out, or like how that conversation would go. But I think it would be awesome. Have both of our significant others.
That would be a fun episode.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Talk about some things.
Yeah.
Actually, Sean and her boyfriend were close friends back in high school.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really ironic that she ended up dating him.
Yeah.
We had no idea. So.
All right. So, yeah. So, you know, Sean has been a great friend of the podcast, and we've low-key been recruiting him too, and I think I might have gotten through to him. So stay tuned. We might be bringing Sean into the network, looping him in with some other stuff. But yeah, great to have you guys on. So now let's get into some of the topics we had for today. And the first one we want to talk about is putting a guy in the friend zone. So, you know, I think mostly every dude has been there. What gets you put in the friend zone? What determines who y'all put in the friend zone?
Miranda, you want to go first?
I think it's the vibe. If the vibe is off, I have to put you in the friend zone. Like, I don't even know how to explain that, though. Like, it's just, I guess, the overall conversations. Like, do we have meaningful conversations? Like, I don't want to just have these, like, weird, flirty, like, semi-sexual conversations, because you know people have those. Like, when you first meet somebody, like, at a club or at a bar, and they ask you for your number, they just want to see, like, what you're about to do after this, what are y'all about to do when you link up, and I'm just like, what's your name, you know? What's your favorite sports team? Like, where are you from? Like, I just want to, like, have a normal conversation first. And if we can't even do that, that's a no-go. Friend zone immediately.
I think prior relationship, I don't think I ever friend zoned anybody. Because, like, you just got to see, like, I feel you got to see, like, I feel like there's a reason, not reason, but there's a purpose for everybody. So, like, if I friend zone you, you might not buy me food the next night or something like that. Like, so I just feel like you gotta, like, I feel like I could, like, friend zone you internally, but I'm not gonna let you know that I friend zone you. Like, because I just don't know, like, if I'm in your city one night and I might wanna hang out or something like that, I don't want you to think that you're just in the friend zone. Because I want to use you for a little bit, if that is a little easier. Like, I don't want to say that, like, in a harsh way at all. But I don't think I just, like, told a guy, like, hey, like, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Like, I think I'll either respond to your text or I won't, or I'll respond or whatever. But as far as, like, putting someone in the friend zone, I don't know. I feel like a lot of guys I meet are creepy anyway, so there is no room for them to be put in a friend zone. It's either you have potential or you don't. So
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Have you guys ever been put in the friend zone?
Well, you know what? It's tough. It's tough because I think the friend zone is kind of not as prevalent as people think it is. Like, because I think you're either like, I don't think it's that often that a girl knows a guy is really into her and is still hanging out with him knowing she's not into him. Maybe that happens. I haven't experienced it that much. Usually for me, it's either what's up, what's going on with this, or like, okay, like we're friends, like we're just friends, and there's never really any kind of I'm into you, you're into me. Because usually what happens is if one person says, hey, I'm into you, and the other person's like, that sucks, that kind of ends the friendship, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the friend zone is like this mostly unspoken thing, you know what I mean? Like it's mostly where you haven't told that person that you're like into them, and they haven't told you and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know that I've ever officially been in it, but I've put girls in it before, you know what I mean? Know what I mean?
100%, 100%.
Yeah. So, there's girls that like, you know what I mean? That are good friends, and that's really all that you ever wanted to be, you know what I mean? So like,
but they were into you.
Yeah. So like I've had that happen a few times.
Yeah.
And I think it goes vice versa, but I think guys are like less likely to come out and say it, you know what I mean, that they're into a girl unless they like are for sure, especially a girl that like you think you're in the friend zone with, like someone you've known for a while. It's less likely that you come out and say it unless you know that the other person feels the same way or you have some kind of inkling, you know what I mean? Because
I feel like guys will, like girls, I feel like if you put a guy in the friend zone, it's because if he's in a friend zone, you actually want to be his friend. You like him as a friend, but you're not into him. If a guy puts your girl in a friend zone, for me anyway, most of the time, I'm just trying to get info on your friend who I'm actually into, right? Yeah. Like, I'm on some Drake shit. Like, I'm trying to find out the secrets about the shorty I'm into. That's why I got you in the friend zone.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That or you're being put on like the back burner as like, you know what I mean, if backup things don't fall through, yeah, like a backup plan. So
yeah,
that's what girls do.
That's kind of what I was trying to say. Like you're just kind of like a backup plan. But like I just feel like in the recent years, like I haven't really made a lot of male friends unless they're like coworkers or there's people I play basketball with at LA Fitness. Or like I just feel like there's like a purpose. So, like when I meet someone like that, I don't feel like there's a chance of me friendzoning them. It's a chance of me just not talking to them at all because I don't know. Like, I don't think I make new friends. I'm like, hey, like, I'm just going to friendzone you. Like, I don't think that really happens. But, like, to Eli's point that he was saying, like, the girls are into him, I'm thinking, like, well, there's a reason the girls are into you outside of your looks because there's always going to be a good-looking guy. But, like, I feel like in those instances, are you, like, feeding into that? And then you're still like, oh, I'm still going to friendzone you, but I'm going to feed into this a little bit.
Of course.
I think I've been guilty of that in the past, which I don't feel so good about saying that, you know, now. But I think everybody kind of does that. Like, you kind of, and maybe not even to, like, your knowledge, or maybe it's not something that you purposely do, but I think like sometimes people just like naturally flirt with other people, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's just like, ooh, and you don't really mean anything
all the time,
you know what I mean? You don't really
naturally flirt with people, and y'all do.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It's and then it gets like, because you don't really think that the other person takes it as seriously as they do, and then it gets awkward. Yeah. So like that's where it kind of backfires. But and that's the other thing where it's like, you don't really tell someone that they're in the friend zone for the most part. They just kind of like, you know what I mean? They just kind of know, or they kind of find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think you can like friend zone an ex? Like after all that, you think like.
Yes. I have an ex who I'm actually friends with, but she was like my high school girlfriend. So it's not, oh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, does she listen to this?
No, you don't know her. You don't know her. You don't know her, Chris.
So it's not the one I'm talking
it's
about.
It's the other one. It's the other one. Before. me and Chris will be friends for a while. But listen, it's the one before that. No, like, we're friends now. Like, and there's no tension. There's no, you know, any kind of energy. I could see her. We could go get lunch together. There wouldn't be a thought of anything like that. But, of course, I'm married, so it's a little different. But
yeah. Did you invite her to the wedding?
No, I didn't. Her sister was there, though.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, my ex asked if he can be invited to the wedding.
Yeah, that's probably where I drive
the line. I want to say which one.
The first one. Huh? The first one. The Philly one.
I mean, yeah, crazy. You know, all my exes live in Texas, like I'm George Street. Mm. So
yes, sir.
I'm kidding. I couldn't not take the opportunity to use the Drake line. But anyway, you know, for me, I have not had the experience that Mike has. Not that I'm even on like bad terms with any of my exes, but like I don't speak to any of them. So yeah. None of them are anywhere near any type of friend zone. We don't have any kind of relationship at all, which is like mostly because of like distance and stuff like that, but also because I tended to burn bridges when I was younger. So you know, it is what it is.
I heard about the old Eli.
Yeah, the old Eli.
Uh-oh, better move it along, though.
Next topic. No.
What about you, Ran? Like, what about your exes? Yeah. Are you friends with them?
Nope.
Honestly, I don't think so.
None of them. Hell, I think some of them are still blocked. I'm going to just keep them blocked. Yeah. Must have did it for a reason. I don't know what for, but probably some good behind it. So, no. I mean, I'm sure I could be. Like, I'm sure I could be a friend with an ex. But my last couple of relationships weren't the healthiest. So, I would prefer to not be friends with any of them. So.
Yeah, same. I think I could do that, but like, what would even be the point? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It would be pointless to me to reach out to reconcile with an ex at this phase.
So, right.
So now let's get into another subject, and we have one married guy on the pod, one lady who's engaged. So let's talk about what makes guys take so long to propose or to commit in general. You know, so we'll start with Mike. I don't know, how long did you and Lauren date before you proposed?
Not that long. I'm kind of the poster guy for not waiting that long. We dated for like a year and a half, and then we had like a 6-month engagement. So we rushed her along. You know, she was not pregnant with my child or anything like that. I don't know.
Hopefully she is now.
Well, no. We're not talking about that now. I don't know. It was like different too for us because, like, you know, like moving out to Akron, like, it was kind of just us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have like a lot of friends around or anything like that. Like, I was spending all of my time with her. Like, it was great. And I don't know, like, there's other stuff that goes into it too, like in our personal like beliefs and things like that, why we did things a little bit quicker than the average person would. But I don't blame anybody for taking their time.
Crystal, what do you think keeps guys from proposing? What's the female perspective on that?
Oh man. Well, our situation's a little bit different. Like, we were in college. Like, I met Sean my freshman year of college. So like, we took things slow with first starting the date. Like, I think we both put each other in the friend zone for like the first year we knew each other. It was like, I'm a freshman, like, you're also new to the campus, like, I'm not really ready to commit just yet. And then like, we talked for like about a year, and then we like got together. So like, we've been together for like 5 years now. I think before those 5 years was spent in college. So like, of course, like, we're not ready for marriage in college. Like, we don't really know what we want to do with our lives. But he finally proposed, and it was awesome. Awesome to get married.
I was there.
Yeah, Mike, you were there. But yeah, so like, I think what takes men so long is, I think it's personal. I think it's all personal. I think you're not going to be with someone for that long or even for a year and not see a future with that person. So I don't think them not proposing is on that person. And I think for a long time, like for me, I was like, yo, what am I doing wrong? Like, am I not doing like the wifey type stuff? Like, what am I doing wrong? When it's really just internal for men, like I think like they have to feel like they're in a point in their life where they can finally take care of someone else and start a family with someone else. So yeah, like that's just my views on that. I just feel like they have to personally be confident in themselves before they can commit to someone else.
Interesting. What about you, Miranda?
Honestly, I feel like she took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, yeah, like I feel like it is like they have to make sure that they feel comfortable with everything that they got going on before they can commit to someone else. Like, I think financially, a lot of men feel like they have to have it together first before they can, before they can, you know, really settle down and like tie the knot. Yeah. So I agree with you 100%, Chris. That was spot on.
Yeah, and like thank God for The Office, because like I thought about giving Sean an ultimatum like Holly gave her work. And like it just doesn't work that way. So like you just gotta be patient. And like I mean, we've lived together for like 4 years. So it's like I knew it was gonna happen. There's just no rush in it where you want to spend the rest of your life with that person either way. So
whenever you interesting. So I guess I'm the one here with the experience in the non-committing phase of a relationship. So
I wasn't going to say anything.
You know, so me and Holly's situation is a little bit different though. So I've known Holly since my senior year of high school. She's 2 years younger than me.
And I did not know that.
Yeah, so okay. I was class of 2012. She was 2014, so she was a sophomore. But she was a sophomore when I was a senior. So, you know, we actually talked a little bit, and we like talked in high school and had our like talking phase like kind of begin there. But then I went to college. So I went to Lock Haven and, you know, was doing my thing for 2 years. And then Holly came to Lock Haven as well and ended up playing volleyball there. So kind of rekindled my junior year, her freshman year. But like it didn't. You know, it was to the point where, like, I wasn't really ready to get into a relationship and, you know, feelings got hurt, things like that. And it wasn't a great situation, but, like, probably towards the end of my senior year is when, like, we kind of picked things up and we were, like, in a committed, like, state. And then we, like, officially started dating, like, August, right after I graduated. So just a few months after I graduated and right when she was going back to school. So we've been like officially dating since then, and then had our daughter Rhea about a year or so later, or 2 years later, almost 2 years later. So that kind of threw a wrench in our plans, because life had to move quick. Like I was still living at home when we found out that she was pregnant with Rhea, and you know, she was actually finishing up in college. So, but her second semester, she pretty much had all online classes. So she was home. And at that point we kind of had to make some decisions. So like I moved out, we got our own place out in Wrightsville, same apartment, you know, Crystal, you guys have been to. So we were there for a while, and our plan was, and we kind of talked about it. So our plan was to hold off on, you know, a wedding and stuff like that to buy a house. And that's what we did, which happened this year in December. That's where I'm broadcasting from now. So that has been taken care of. And that was kind of like, that's what put the whole marriage thing kind of on the back burner for 2 years. So I wouldn't say like I was afraid of marriage commitment. And I wouldn't say that I am now, you know, but like as far as just the start of our relationship, I had that issue just because like I was in college, you know what I mean? Like I had 2 years left, you know what I mean? Like I just wanted to kind of live my life. And then on my way out, you know, of college, I kind of realized, okay, like, you know, it's probably time to settle down. And I also, like, I kind of had some self-reflection, like on how, you know, my actions were perceived by her and other mm-hmm. people and stuff like that. So it was kind of like, you know what I mean, coming to the realization just myself on, you know, things that I needed to change, and just realization about Holly as a person, you know what I mean, and how much of a match she was for me.
Yeah. So, oh my God, I'm about to cry. Jeez.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, so it was just
definitely like I met you, Eli, like years, like early into Sean and I's relationship, but like I met Holly like a couple years ago too, like right when Rhea was born. But I feel like the first actual conversation I had mm-hmm. with Holly was just like a couple weeks ago, like when we came to visit you guys. Mm-hmm. And like I remember going home and I'm like, yo, Holly's actually like pretty cool. Like I just never like really like had that like one-on-one conversation with her. Like every time we hung out, we were like at bars or something like that. Yeah. So like I got to see like Holly like just chilling, and like it was a really good time. Like I definitely understand like why you guys like mesh so well.
Yeah. She's about as annoying as me, so it makes sense.
I don't believe that for a second. but I think one of the biggest things for guys and why they don't want to commit or whatever, they don't want to commit. And that doesn't apply to anyone here, it doesn't sound like. But, like, you also are afraid of losing the control in the relationship. So, like, when I decided to get down on one knee and, you know, you're essentially begging. I'm essentially begging Lauren, like, please marry me. Like, do me this favor. Where you're kind of losing the control. I think a lot of guys in a relationship are like, they might not think this out loud, but they might want to tell themselves, well, I'm the prize in this relationship, and she's lucky to have me. Da da da. But in reality, like, how it works is though, you say like, I need you, and then what happens if she says no? Right, then you're embarrassed, and I got down on one knee and I did this huge thing, and now there's a Twitter video, and I'm a fool. And then if she leaves you later on, you think, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom actually liked her; she left me. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the psyche of a man that I think people don't think about.
Yeah, I feel like it was opposite for me. Like I feel like I took control of like the whole relationship, and then as soon as John got down on one knee, I was like, all right. It's all yours now. Yeah. I'm like you take control of the house. Like you do everything. I just kind of felt like, all right, like this is you like taking charge. Like this is you like asserting your dominance by like, yo, I'm marrying you. So like I just kind of took that as a, all right, like, I mean, I'm just going to be the wife, I guess. Like I'm just going to follow suit, you know? Like I'm a very organizing person. I'm really control freak and statistical and stuff like that, and he's total opposite. Like he's creative and like all that, so I'm allowing his personality to flourish in our relationship, and I'm just allowing him like just take over like after that, and it's been good since. So
and that's probably what a lot of women think too, but it's just like the difference, like he's of a man and a woman, and you know, when things go unspoken and you don't know. You know, that's why, you know, if you're going to propose, I recommend talking about it first and
getting
a feel for things.
That's what I was going to ask next. Like, so, you know, I feel like if a girl says no to you, like you obviously didn't have, I would say like 99% of the time, like you didn't have the conversation before, which is strange to me. I'm like, I don't know that I would propose to someone and knowing that there was any doubt that they wouldn't say yes, you know? So like, was there any doubt to you, Mike, that Lauren was going to say no?
Yeah. But listen though, we talked about that, but listen, and it's stupid, right? It's stupid, right?
It's stupid.
And it's stupid because.
Did you see the ring, Mike, before you purchased it? There's no way.
But listen, you know, like you talk about it and you know she's going to say yes, and you know she's just excited. But, like, when you're actually doing it, when you're actually, like, she makes fun of me because whenever I, like, was about to do it, like, I was trying to give this, you know, this beautiful monologue of these things I wanted to say, and the words just were not coming out. you know? So she makes fun of me. But, yeah, like, you get nervous and because you're like, am I sure she's going to, you know, what if she has a last-second change of heart that I don't know about? But, of course, of course, it's ridiculous when you talk about it. You sure things up, but yeah, I don't think any guy goes into it 100% not nervous at all.
Yeah. See, I'm certainly like the day's gonna come, so I'm certainly like I know at the time I'm gonna be nervous, and like that's the thing. Like I think I have kind of like in my head planned out what I'm gonna say, but I don't know if I'm actually gonna say it. You know what I mean? Because like when it actually comes time to say what you're feeling, it just like. you know, yeah. this like something just gets in your throat and it's kind of like, you know, so it's like, that's interesting to me. And I always wondered like how that even happens. Like when a girl says no to someone proposing to them, like, did you not discuss it with her previously? Like, is she caught off guard here? Like, have you known her for a week and you're a weirdo? Like, how does, you know what I mean? Like, so what would make you guys, one, say no to a proposal, you know, maybe from someone that you've been dating? Or like, do you guys think most of that happens when, you know, people don't have that discussion?
No, I don't think that's, I feel like another part of that is like just proposing at the wrong time or proposing without the people you really want there. I think Sean slipped up. He was like talking to Mikey, sending Mikey pictures of rings, and he accidentally sent me a picture of a ring.
Oh,
like, I kind of already knew like it was
Yeah. Yep. He texted me when that happened, and I was like, I don't know, man.
And luckily, I was like, all right, wow. Not that one. But, yeah, like, I mean, like, with our engagement, like, we had, like, Mikey there, we had his brothers there, and, like, it was awesome, but, like, it would have been amazing if, like, one of my best friends would have been there. But I feel like that's what deters a lot of women, is, like, they're like, well, no, like, you gotta do this in front of my mom, you gotta do this in front of my family. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that could be another, issue. So, like, I feel like just talking about that stuff before it actually happens, or like bring it up in conversation, like, who would you want to be there, like, if you were to get engaged, and
yeah,
like that. I think that's really important. And then, like, also, like, I just feel like your feelings change like every week. Like, I mean, like, luckily for me, like, I love Sean more and more every week, but like someone can show you someone totally different within a week. You'd be like, hold on, like, that is not who I want to be with. So, like, that might make someone want to say no to a certain conversation, or like no to marriage. So I don't know. Really, like, ran with.
Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, your feelings change like throughout people. Like, I could say for like one of my previous relationships, like, it was good at the beginning, but then in the middle, towards the end of it, like, I realized like this is a really toxic situation. I couldn't even imagine spending the rest of my life with this person, let alone do I want to even spend tomorrow with this person. Like, it's just, it's done. There's nothing left in this. It's over. We need to just let it be what it is and split. So your feelings also change.
Also, like, proposing too early sometimes. Like, that might be like, whoa, like,
yeah.
As women, like, we're probably not ready for this, like,
yeah.
So like
Michael Scott,
like, Sean and I started dating in college. If Sean would have proposed to me in college, there's a good chance I probably would have said no. Like, it's just not the right time, and I'm not ready to make that commitment right now. No. So like, it also,
good thing I talked him out of it then.
So yeah, like,
yeah,
talking
for sure. Like, if the timing is just off, then I mean, me personally, like, I don't really think I would be able to tell somebody no, so I would probably say yeah anyways, but then like pull him aside and be like, this can't happen, like, I didn't want to embarrass you, but like, this might not be able to work, like, not yet, like, we have to see where things are, because sometimes you don't even really know somebody.
Yeah
but
then, like, you push the wedding back though, right? Like, you just push the wedding back. You just keep pushing the wedding back. Like, all right, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not
like, time. You just, like, you keep pushing it back, or, you know, do what you have to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in my head, like, you know, maybe y'all haven't really experienced, like, that one good argument. I mean, like, screaming at the top of your lungs, like, just a really bad situation. And what if that happens and you realize, like, oh, like, this person isn't who I thought they are, you know, like, this isn't what I want. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody like this. But, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess it's the timing. It's definitely the timing. Like, you got to really fill your relationship out. That's why, like, even with my personal relationship, like, we've been together the same amount of time that Crystal and Sean have been together. 5 years. We lived together for 4 of the 5 years. But, I mean, we're not rushing marriage anytime soon. We still just kind of want to get our lives on track first. get our careers started, you know, yeah. maybe try to figure out where we want to live, because we don't really, we know Pennsylvania isn't where we want to stay forever. So, you know, we might want to move to another state or another city. So we kind of just want to feel like, feel out what our future is first before we get like married for sure.
So last thing on the proposal topic, is there a cheesy way that a guy can propose that would make you say no's? Like, you know, you at the Jumbotron at a sports game, or the, putting oh my gosh. Putting the ring in some cake or something like that. Like, is that off limits to you guys? Would that like make you kind of be like, come on, like, you know what I mean?
I don't think there's a cheesy way. No.
I don't think so either, but there are some females out there that would be like, you better not propose to me at a Red Lobster. Like, they will get so mad. But me, like, you can do it for that at a barbecue.
Miranda, that's you. Like, what are you talking about?
That is not me. I'm just happy. I'm being proposed to. Like, that means I'm doing something right, okay? I don't care if it was down the street. I'm cool with it.
No, you are that bougie one.
I am not. That. Just make sure my nails are done. That's Yo, all I'm asking.
That was my only request to Sean that he did not fulfill.
Make sure the nails are done.
But like, how do you do that though without text, like giving it away?
Yeah. You tell my friend to ask me if I want to go get my nails done.
Ah,
yeah, we went to my so it was actually like right before Easter. We went for Easter weekend, and then I told my sister, I was like, Friday, text Lauren, tell her you want to go get her nails done. So they went and got their nails done together.
Yeah, like that was my only request, and like it was just, I was very disappointed. I actually went to the store right after to go get some press-ons so I can press on my nails. Because like people kept calling me, and I was like, I can't show you because my nails aren't done right now. So like I like literally right after, like on our way home, like I made Sean stop at like a store so I could go get some press on nails real quick, because I that's like the number one thing is like you gotta make sure her nails are done.
Yeah. Bro, and the funniest thing, you know, for the viewers who don't know this and maybe haven't followed Crystal on Instagram as long as we have. For like 3 weeks straight, she found any way to get her fingers into her IG post, into her Instagram stories, Snapchat stories, all that stuff. And I was dying because it was it would just be a picture of her driving with just her hand on the wheel, and you could see her ring, and it was just like a subtle flex. And I'm like, yo, Crystal was just hilarious for that. It was she didn't even make it known. She was just looking for all these subtle ways to just post her ring on Instagram.
See, but I could have been over the top, so I did it very subtle. Like I thought about like posting a picture of me turning off the light with my ring, but I was like, no, that's too much. Like, I do it just very subtle. Like. But yeah, so like Sean and I, like we went through a phase, not a phase, like, so like when Sean first proposed, so like we looked at tons of rings, like prior to this. So I thought he was going to propose my birthday. So I was totally surprised that he proposed when he did. But we were looking at rings, and we looked at, I tell you, like a whole bunch of rings. We went into every single jewelry store you could think of. And so when Sean proposed, he proposed with a ring that was like, Sean, like, this is not the rings we looked at. Like, it was just very, like I thought we were on the same page. Like, I showed you the rings I wanted, and then you want something totally opposite. But Sean, like I said, he's very creative. So he was like, you know, like, this means this, and this means this, and, like, this is why I got you that. And I'm like, well, that's not what I asked for. So for like a month straight, I did a whole bunch of research on like how to tell your fiance you want a different ring. Mm. Like, I did so much research. Like, I didn't know like the right way to do it. And so like us and a lot of females out there, so if you're listening to this and you don't like your engagement ring, just go on Reddit. They will explain to you how to do it. And so I just was like, we just sat down. I was like, I want another ring. Like, unfortunately, it's probably hard on his pockets because he ended up buying two rings. I still have both of them. That was just our story. So, like, I will say, like, if you do plan on going into an engagement, just, like, fill your woman out, ask her friends to fill it out, see what she really likes. It's not about you. Like, this is what she has to wear for the rest of her life. So, like, you just gotta fill it out. But yeah,
it's a solid point. See, Holly doesn't normally watch the our podcast or even listen, so I might be safe here. But with you guys on, I'm gonna not speak on that subject just to keep the secrecy to it. But okay, so last topic that we got to get into, since everyone here is in a long-term relationship, what are pet peeves that your significant other does that just like sets you over the top? And it could be like the littlest thing. Miranda, you go ahead and start.
I don't like the toilet seat left up.
Oh my gosh, I hate me either. Did we talk about this before?
Mike. We probably
did. Did we talk about this?
Is it harder to put the toilet seat up or down?
Like, see, you close it. When you're done, just close it. How hard is it to just lift it back down?
I guess.
So, Crystal, we talked about this at the Turner house. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of weeks ago. So, here's my thing. I don't have this problem. And it's not for, before you, like, praise me, you know what I mean, for always putting the toilet seat down, it's not for the reasons that you might think. It's not really for respect for Holly. Not that I don't have respect for her, but that's not the reason why. So I have one of my like biggest like fears is things falling in the toilet. And it's something that has plagued me since I was a kid. My Batman fell in the toilet when I was like 8 years old. And ever since then, I've had this fear of things falling in the toilet. So I close both. Like I put both seats down. I close it the whole way because I don't want things to fall in the toilet. You know what I mean? And then you see like TV shows, toothbrushes falling there and stuff like that. So like that kind of stuff like gets to me. I have this weird thing about that. So I put both down. So I avoid that problem altogether. So I think I might be one of like the few people in the world who like doesn't.
Eli, I actually put both down. I actually put both down too. And that's because that's just how my mom was in our house. And we just always put both down. It wasn't just the one either. Also, we've got these really nice toilet bowl covers that are pretty cute. So I like to see those as well. And I also read a study about leaving it open and something about feces flying in the air all over the room. So I close them both.
Yeah. See, team close them both.
But, however, I understand the male perspective of leaving it up.
No way. That makes sympathize. No sense. Because I know your mother trained you better. So, like, that's just a habit you picked up outside of moving out of your parents' house.
That's and, like, the that thing.
Just, no, I didn't like, pick it up. I didn't pick it up. I just get it.
No, but, like, I understand that, like, so, like for Sean, I think same thing for Darian. It's, like, they grew up in a house full of men. It's, like, they don't really understand, like, there's a female that has to use this. Like at night, I don't like turning on the bathroom light. I feel like it wakes me up. So I like to use the bathroom in the dark. So I hate when I fall inside the toilet because you decided not to put the toilet seat down. So now I gotta take a shower at 3 o'clock in the morning because I fell in the toilet. Like it just really makes me so mad. There you go, Miranda. Yeah. That's definitely top five pet peeves, is like putting the toilet seat down.
See, I agree, Crystal. That was drilled into my head by my mom from birth. Like, during potty training, you know what I mean? Was like that was always taught to me. So I don't really get how, because I grew up in a household full of men. I have two brothers, and my sister didn't come until I was 12, and my younger brother was 9 or 10. So like we had pretty much already established that like you put the toilet seat down after you go. But even by the time we had a little sister. So like for me, I never understand how that, like if it is drilled into your head at, you know, and even in an all boys household, like how you pick that habit up out in like 4 years of college is like the only time that you would have to do that. So I don't, and depending on your living situation in college, you're probably using urinals. So like, when does that habit ever even come about has always like perplexed me. So I'm on you guys' side with that. I don't really understand. Facts. That has never made sense.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
What about you, Mike? What kind of pet peeves do you have?
Ooh, you know, I, I, you know, honestly, I really don't have much. Like, I'm pretty, I don't know, I'm pretty, I don't really get angry that, or whatever. I don't get annoyed really like that. I could probably give you a laundry list of things that she has about me. probably, you know, dishes and laundry and vacuuming and all that stuff. But yeah, you know what the biggest? No, I ain't gonna say that one. Actually, that one will be in trouble. Nah.
What?
Nah.
This is a safe space, Mike.
This ain't that space. We ain't that safe. you know, probably. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really think of one, man.
Does she leave, like, hair in the sink and stuff like that? Like, does that bother you?
Nah, I leave more hair than she does, honestly, because I'll be shaving, you know? Oh, you know. Oh. You know what she does? She always wants to pop my pimples.
Oh, I love doing that,
too. She always wants to pop my pimples. I'm
okay,
like,
so that's a girl
thing.
Get your
hands off of me.
I love doing that.
See, Holly doesn't try to pop mine, but she pops her own, too. And okay, so that's a girl thing?
Yeah.
Apparently, okay. I never do that because I heard that that's like a no-no, like that's something you're not supposed to do. So that is a pet peeve that I have with Holly, is that she does that. My biggest pet peeve with Holly, though, and I'm like 99% sure that she's not gonna hear the podcast, so I feel comfortable saying this, is when she asks me something, like a either or kind of question, right? Like when we bought the house and we were talking about like bedspreads, okay, and different options for bedspreads, she'll give me a couple of options. Mm-hmm. I'll give my opinion, and then she goes with the other thing.
With her opinion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with hers, which is like, okay, why did you ask me to give my input if you weren't even going to consider it?
We ask it to make you feel good about it. But like,
I was going to say, to make you feel in the loop. We wanted to know that we hear you, but we just don't. We don't want to go with your opinion.
You're wrong.
here's my thing. Is like, that's how essentially how she like phrases it. Is like, nope, that was the wrong choice. And then she'll act like I don't care about what's being asked. Like, no, I care. Like, I just gave you my input on what I would like to see, and you just shot it down. So like, now I'm not going to be as honest. I'm going to be like, whatever you like, babe. Go ahead, you do what you want to do. And
right, then but she'll you can't say that about, though.
Yeah, you can't say that. That's wrong. So it's like,
no.
It's the worst place in the world to be, because that just sets me off. It's
no, like, I get that one, Coop.
We like hearing you guys' opinions. The thing about women is like, we ask you those questions just so we can get to know you a little bit better. So we like hearing that part of Mikey. Shut up. Come talk. He's like shaking his head like no, it is true. Like we like no, because like at the end of the day, like I learn more from you. Like I learn more about you from asking those questions, even though like I know my opinion is probably better anyway. So I want to go with what I want to think, but it's nice just giving you an option or making you feel inclusive, I guess.
See, I would rather you not include me. I'd rather you just, depending on what it is. The only thing that I like in our home decoration, she has decorated our entire home. The one thing that I try to make off limits is the man cave, because like that's my space. You know what I mean? And she still even tries to decorate it, and we get into little spouts about it. We're both passive aggressive.
Because so you don't decorate kind of like, it, right?
Yeah, I don't decorate.
Exactly, that's the point. That's the point. It's like, not decorated. Like that's the whole point. Like our whole house is decorated except for Sean's room. He literally has his TV still on the floor. I have sent him multiple pictures of futons, desks, posters, but no. So like that's the thing, is like I want you to have your own space. I want you to be able to do what you want in your own space. But like, come on, it has to be inclusive of the whole house. It has to have some sort of order.
He could at least mount it.
Yeah, that's just lazy. My TV's mounted. Yeah, see, here's what you have been in there, Crystal. But my man cave is essentially the TV mounted, and then there's the PlayStation couch. Yeah. And honestly, if the laundry room wasn't there, nothing else would be in the man cave. But the laundry room is there, so a lot of times laundry is in the little corner over there. Oh, and there's a green, a lime green table that doesn't match, but it's like one of Rhea's old like play tables. But like I need something to put stuff on, so it's there temporarily. And then she put in, so there's this like, there's this little bar where the PlayStation sits because the TV's mounted. And then underneath there was nothing there. And then she put like a bunch of crates of like books and stuff that were there and then replaced it with a bookshelf. I fought her tooth and nail on the bookshelf because I thought the crates gave like a cool That 70 Show kind of vibe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? On like the groove store. And I didn't want the man cave to be decorated by anyone but me. If I was going to decorate, I was going to do it. And now there's a mini fridge. So like I've slowly added my mini fridge down there. And then there's a couple of like wine bottles that are in the corner too. But like that's one of the things that we kind of get into it about is the man cave, because I want to leave it like plain and looking like a guy place. And she wants to girl it up and put like a flower poster or something like that. Like
she's not girling it up. She's making it more cozy, more at home. Like that's just what it is.
Right.
She's not girling it up. Like, adding a bookcase to a basement area is kind of, like, what you kind of need. Like, what you should do in return is put some memorabilia and stuff like that on it to make it feel more like a man.
True. She can't decorate it if you do first.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my 1,000.
But my den is the same way. My den, which is essentially my man cave. There's nothing hanging on the walls. There's a bookshelf that she put in there. And I have a TV stand for where the TV was, but now it's like my office, so there's nothing hung up. I had a dartboard hung up. It fell, and I haven't put it back up, so.
I wonder what I'd have to do. I still have my high school jersey. I wonder what I'd have to do to get that hung up in the mail.
That'd be cool.
Because I would have to do it without asking, I think. Yeah, I just had to make sure she couldn't hear. I'd probably have to do it without asking.
Yeah. So Sean invited me into his room today. He was like, yo, Crystal, come check out my setup. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm about to come check out your setup. I'm thinking he went and brought something while I was asleep. Like, he did something crazy. He literally just put the Roku on and had the Man U game playing. And I'm like, is this really your setup?
Like,
his work desk is literally on a dresser. My setup. There's no setup at all. Like, oh my
gosh.
What he meant was he took the Roku out of our bedroom and has it in his room now. So that's what his side
is. I was going to say, men don't need a lot. They need like the bare minimum, and that's that. Like pictures, accent tables, nice chairs. Like they don't care about none of that. Like they just want a place to store food so that they don't have to go upstairs.
They're still going to call you, though. It don't matter. Still going to call you.
See, no. Man, that's facts.
You don't need much at all.
Listen, I went to college with four bins, four, like, big, large bins and three duffel bags. That's all I ever need. One bin for, like, school supplies and stuff, three for clothes, and then duffel bags and stuff like that for any other extra clothes and gaming systems was all I ever needed. Going to college and one TV for my room.
Yep.
All I ever needed. Holly, when we moved from the apartment to here, the U-Haul truck was literally all her stuff. All of it. Like I took all my stuff in the SUV, everything else in the U-Haul was like furniture and her stuff.
That's it. I like starting all over every time. Like anytime we move, I like to start all over. Like clothes, I'll probably throw out a whole bunch of stuff. If it's not like big furniture, like I throw it all out. Like I really enjoy new stuff. But however, for college, I did have two cars worth of stuff because I did buy a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, like I like starting all over. I don't like bringing old trash, not trash, but I don't like bringing old stuff into like a new place.
Yeah.
So that's like the like Sean's room, like his room, like I remember, like, in college, like, Mikey, do you remember when I decorated Sean's room for Valentine's Day? Like, I brought him, like, a futon, a whole bunch of, like, soccer posters and stuff like that. And, like, even, like, that stuff, like, didn't even transfer to, like, our apartments now. And, like, now he doesn't have anything, so we got to start all over from scratch. But, yeah, I'm, like, total opposite. I don't like bringing, like, rugs or whatever. Like, I usually donate them all of, like, goodwill and stuff like that.
See, we're hoarders. We were the opposite. So when we even threw what we thought was a lot of stuff out It's coming from the apartment to the house, but essentially, like, our garage is like stuff that we just haven't thrown away yet. Like, we don't even park the cars in there or anything like that. Our garage is specifically a storage unit, essentially. Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap. Mike, any final thoughts?
No, we appreciate you guys coming and hanging out with us. We're going to post this on both of our podcast feeds. So in the All In podcast feed and the Rain and Bliss podcast feed, you can find it. And then the YouTube channel will just have the one video, but it'll appear on both playlists if you're watching us that way. So this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for joining us. This was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us on here.
Yeah, we'll have you again. We're gonna have to come on yours.
yeah this is fun.
Yeah, I was like nervous for this one, but yeah, because you guys are like more like proper.
Not this episode.
I'm not the only one that thought that then.
yeah
thank you guys again for tuning in. We love, you know, having you guys being a part of the network, so we appreciate you guys coming on the show. You know, for everyone tuning in, thank you guys for all your support of both podcasts. So far right now, our, you know, viewership has been great, very diverse, things like that. So again, thank you guys for tuning in and showing support. Make sure you guys follow us on social media. The All In podcast is at @all_in_pod. You can find the Rain and Bliss podcast page at Rain with two N's and Bliss podcast as well. And then follow the or like our Facebook page, All In Network. The All In Network Instagram page is all one word as well. So make sure you guys follow us on social media so you can get updates about upcoming shows and things that we have going on. Just to give you guys a sneak preview, my guy Mike has a fire article that he's working on right now that we got a little taste of today. I'm going to be working on something cool coming up here in a minute as well, just to, you know, get some more content up there. And anyone else who feels, you know, like they have an article or a story to share, send it to all.in.pod24@gmail.com. And we'll review it. And you know, 9 times out of 10, we'll probably put it up on the website, you know, depending on the content. So we appreciate you guys, you know, support and everything like that. Continue to share and tune in, download, you know, however you guys listen. Ladies, any last thoughts before we sign off?
I don't think so.
This was awesome. This is fun.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for being all in with us. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Tess.